Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm out of breath. I was back there in the coffee room. We've got different state-run media channels up in all the studios, in the hallways, in the writers' offices. We're monitoring C-SPAN, CNN, MSNBC, Fox, you name it. And I barely made it back because Obama just ended his 58-minute speech just about 2 minutes ago. On C-SPAN, they were carrying it, and he said, NSA agents are our neighbors and our friends, even though panels admit that the program hasn't prevented any terrorist attacks, and say that we are now a police state, and spies want Edward Snowden dead. That's from BuzzFeed. We're going to tie it all into the NSA takeover. Folks, this is all illegal. It has nothing to do with fighting terrorism. It is all about dominating and controlling markets and society for select inside groups. It is the total monopoly. It is like all of us living in glass houses while the establishment is making everything they do more secret. And they've got all these different people calling for Snowden's death, and that's up on Infowars.com right now. And what else is up on Infowars.com is just a mega important article that I've got Paul Watson joining us on at the start of the next segment, from England, from Albion, from Britannia. Watson will be joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, the think tanks aren't just calling for Snowden to be killed. This ties in to the article on Drudge, where the spies want Edward Snowden dead. The author of the Shock and Awe Doctrine, Harlan K. Ullman, has come out at an Atlantic Council meeting. This is the guy that meets with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, the chairman and the other Joint Chiefs, and called for eliminating, quote, and I tweeted this out at Real Alex Jones, non-state actors and empowered individuals. And he said the state is failing. The New World Order is failing. It is failing, by the way. It's about 10 years behind, and it's still in the pole position. But they got three laps to go. Fire's coming out of the engine. It's going to blow. It's going to blow. And I don't know if they can put Humpty Dumpty back together again. They may be able to with a nuclear war or something. And that's what he said. He said without a giant, mega worldwide crisis, they're done. And they are. They're done. So they're on the bridge of their ship. It's on fire. They're attacking the ship of Liberty. And if they're going to blow up, they're going to blow us up. That's basically what they're threatening to do. They're holding us hostage. Like when you catch the bank robber and the cops come in and he grabs a woman and puts the gun to her head. He says, get back or I'll blow her head off. I mean, that's what they're doing right now. And you know what? We just expose they're the ones behind it. And we say, okay, go ahead, pull the trigger. Because there's going to be no mercy for you and yours when you do. And you're not going to get away with this. But when we tell them, go ahead and pull the trigger, they're going to pause for a moment. And then we politically pull the trigger, and they won't know what hit them. You understand that? Go ahead, pull the trigger. Right as they hesitate, boom, we pull the trigger. Politically. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, they are getting ready. And I don't know what false flag they're going to pull, but my spidey sense is pegging the meter. Everybody else who's got discernment, got their head screwed on straight, knows we are in mega crisis. And it's an incredible time to be alive right now because we are in a struggle with this system. We're in the fight. We're living history right now. If we make it out of this in even half a piece, if we make it out of this in any semblance of humanity being intact, they will look back on those of us that defeat these tyrants as the 21st century trailblazing George Washingtons. This is it, folks.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, the con man in chief just concluded a hour-long speech that was transmitted over C-SPAN and many other cable systems. Obama's plan to rein in NSA phone sweeps. The president's plan to limit the NSA's most controversial program, will it be enough to calm privacy fears? I love how the dinosaur media sits there while Obama and the other globalist front people run around denying the NSA sweeping up all the data, denying that they're tracking everywhere you go and what you do, denying they have plans to tax your car by the mile, or that smart meters are dialing into all the hidden chips in all the new appliances to listen to you and watch you. While they simultaneously make hundreds of billions of dollars a year just in Western Europe, the United States, England, Australia, multinational corporations make over $100 billion a year conservatively, getting paid by governments to spy and to run these spy networks. And the entire infrastructure of the technotronic technological age since the 1970s under the Brzezinski plan has had backdoors, tracker chips, tracker wireless systems, hidden cameras, microphones built into it. several orders worse than 1984, and it's all coming out now, and they're still busy going, oh, we don't troll all the email, we don't troll all the phone data, we're not, and then of course it comes out there they are, so they'll focus in on one area of a program where they intercepted 100,000 plus packages of people having computers mailed to them from Apple, Microsoft, you name it, when the government puts a surveillance chip that transmits everything back to them in your computer. That is the tip of the tip of the tip of the iceberg. All the major computers, in quote, smartphones, for over a decade have capacitor chips that can be activated by remote control and powered by outside microwaves. Period. That's patented. That's in the computers. We've written articles a year ago listing the chips that do it. Now, that all broke on Monday, and the New York Times is patting themselves on the back for telling you they saw a snowflake falling in the North Atlantic. Well, meanwhile, we're in the middle of a giant iceberg field. And they're saying, you know, we're breaking some news that there might be some frozen ice around here. This is ridiculous. And they're only doing this because they've become so passé. They've become so dinosaur. They've become so absolutely discredited. They know all of this. They know what's going on. They know the system. A bipartisan, global, long-term strategic program to roll out what they call the technocracy for the, quote, scientific, autocratic, global rule of elites, to quote Zbigniew Brzezinski. I call it the scientific dictatorship. And then they talk to you like your children and go, there's none of that happening. Why, there was another Huffington Post article out yesterday that I never mentioned that's for the GOP, an abyss instead of ideas. And they say many of the ideas, of course, Media Matters put this out last week, so the Huffington Post, everybody's picking it up, Salon, all the government-run groups, government fellow travelers. Jones claims the government's buying armored vehicles and bullets and preparing for civil unrest. And they just say, he's discredited and it's not true. That's like saying, it's not 11-12 Central as we broadcast live. And then I don't give you any proof. I mean, of course, it is 11-12 Central AM from Austin, Texas is where I come to. But it's just like, no, Alex Jones wasn't on the air at 11-12 Central on the 17th day of January, 2014. In fact, it's not even 2014 right now. That's discredited as well. In fact, there's not even a planet Earth. In fact, you don't even exist. All this is a dream. None of it's real. All there is Big Brother in Obama, or you're racist. And the healthcare plan doesn't kick you off your doctor and doesn't raise any premiums. And that's a conspiracy theory if you say it does. And then, well, okay, Obama, you said it wouldn't do this, but now it does. I never said that. See? That's right. There's no drones. There's no bullets. There's no armored vehicles. There's no black uniforms. There's no NSA. There's no war. It's only peace. He got a peace prize.
Catherine Herridge, Fox News Channel. Thanks for taking my question. Will the Utah Data Center hold the data of American citizens?
No.
That's Clapper, the head of cybersecurity, who also told Congress, along with Alexander and others, that we're not spying on anyone. There's no surveillance. We hold no data. I mean, it's not happening, conspiracy theorist. And again, they have the Huffington Post come out and literally say, oh my gosh, the Republicans listen to Alex Jones. Oh, they're so discredited. Oh no. Alex Jones says the Federal Reserve's private. Alex Jones says he's called Agenda 21 takeover with the healthcare to create death panels and cut the quality of care and bring in total social control. And Alex Jones says there's a Cloud and Piven plan to bankrupt the nation to socialize us. And Alex Jones says, and of course it's all true. So what do we do? I mean, it's scary. There's all these libertarians and freedom lovers. They're listening to Alex Jones and he's discredited. He's discredited. Because we said, because we have the moral authority, we're in charge, and you do what we say. So you don't lose your doctor, none of your health care premiums went up, even though they're doubling, tripling. And by the way, Obama never promised they wouldn't. So they went up, but they didn't, and Obama promised they wouldn't, but it's a conspiracy he ever said that, so he never did. You understand that? good. I'm glad you understand that now. Okay. Now, drink your fluoride, take your vaccines, eat your GMOs, and roll over and watch some television and get Alzheimer's and die. Okay? How's that sound? So, here's the huge news, ladies and gentlemen, and then I'm going to get into all the rest of it. This is so mega massive. In the backdrop of Obama saying, quote, calm down, these agents are our neighbors and our friends. Of course, the NSA didn't exist. It wasn't spying on you illegally. Now that's all come out. So, they're like, we come in peace. We're your friends. Just hands down, just hand in those guns. You know, are you sure your neighbors are being trained to spy on you? That's freedom. We're like, well, this sounds like every other authoritarian regime. Now those don't exist. And yes, the Olympic Committee has banned a hockey goalie designing her own helmet, as others are allowed to do, that says we the people on it. That's bad propaganda. Because Bill Ayers was in Austin last night and our reporters confronted him. We're going to air that in the third hour today. And he was saying, I'm an anarchist, I'm against government, but we need total government for anarchy. No, what he is a total foundation elitist by the megabanks to train the general public that revolution against tyranny is through collectivism when it's the opposite. That simple. Liberty develops unlimited wealth, collectivism delivers unlimited poverty and pain and suffering and unfairness and inequity and injustice. And you know that, history shows that. Now, here is the mega massive breaking news on InfoWars.com. American spies want Edward Snowden dead. They're all over the news constantly saying he's the number one enemy. He needs to be killed. He needs to be murdered. He needs to be executed for releasing documented, absolutely documented real information about a total takeover. Now, that article is up on InfoWars.com right now. American spies want Edward Snowden dead. I would love to put a bullet in his head, one Pentagon official told BuzzFeed. The NSA leaker is enemy number one among those inside the intelligence world. Yeah, because he's exposing your criminal activities. Now, let's move to the top story here, and we're going to go to break and come back to Paul Watson from England. Think tank, extraordinary crisis needed to preserve New World Order. Author of Shock and Awe Doctrine says elite threatened by non-state actors like Edward Snowden. He goes on to say, quote, the elimination of non-state actors and empowered individuals, quote, must be done. Now listen. Empowered individuals are the enemy of the state. And he says in this public journal, war on terror is not the only threat. Get it? War on terror. No. Now the threat is an Al-Qaeda that these people openly run. No. Now it's empowered individuals. What did Brzezinski say at the Council on Foreign Relations in Canada a couple years ago? We're going to play the clip coming up. He said, the whole world is awakening politically for the first time in history. It's over for the elite. We cannot do this. It's cheaper to kill a million people than to use propaganda to control them. And he went on to say that word for word in his book that came out last year. So now, Brzezinski's at the top of the food chain when it comes to actual planners. He shaped our world more the last 40 years than probably anybody else. The elite have adopted his particular stratagem and strategies in this overall program. So we better study the people that run things. Ullman is an acolyte of this guy and is implementing the same plan. He developed Shock and Awe, current strategies for a new world order. And he's saying we need to kill empowered individuals. We need to kill people that are criticizing the state. He says in here, those that are discrediting, and he goes on to say the new world order is failing in its governance. You are going to fail. You can't kill us all. Do you understand that? And we're identifying you. But these people are so arrogant and so open. And he goes on to say, we need an extraordinary crisis to be able to do this. I'm telling you, they're going to stage stuff or wind up terrorists to do it. They're going to blame it on the Patriots, and they're going to come after us. I'm telling you, that's the only move they've got. I'm telling you, get ready. And if we weren't here hammering them to hell and exposing the Boston bombing as it happened and all the rest of it, they would have already carried out more. And I can't believe I'm still alive. Thank you for your prayers, ladies and gentlemen, that we are the tip of the spear. We are the resistance. And if you're out there watching and listening and taking action, you are the resistance. Paul Watson, straight ahead.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Nobel Prize winner Alexis Carrel, cell biology researcher, discovered a detoxified and nourished cell lives in a state of eternal youth. Clean cells will result in improved energy, mood, blood sugar, liver function, and skin health. Also, you can lose fat and keep or gain muscle and reduce or eliminate inflammation and more. To discover how to detoxify and nourish the 100 trillion cells of your body, call this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss.
Crystal ship is being filled, my friends.
The days are bright and filled with pain. Enclose me in your
gentle rain.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live. Back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. All right, Paul Watson's with us for this segment and part of the next. I cannot state to you how big a deal this is. When you read what Brzezinski has to say and you read what other globalists are saying, it is simply amazing that they are openly saying, hey, the war on terror is not really what we're worried about now. It's the war on, quote, empowered individuals and non-state actors. So he says, we got to take out people like Snowden, but also empowered individuals. I have the quotes here. They're why the state is failing, because we won't just give up all our rights and be slaves to these guys. And it just shows how disconnected from reality they are, that we're just going to roll over just because they've gotten the majority of people to roll over into a trance watching television and all the rest of it. Not everyone has slipped into unconsciousness. Most people that I know are waking up, and they're waking up fast. They're waking up to more and more every minute. But this story should be red-linked. That's up on InfoWars.com. And quite frankly, Paul's a better writer than I am, a better researcher. But I would have the headline saying, you know, top government strategist, take out empowered individuals. I mean, this is a declaration of war. And I love how they're always on the news going, let's kill Snowden, he's a traitor. No, the people funding Al-Qaeda through our government are traitors. The people spying on the Tea Party and gun owners and Christian groups and trying to take their 501c3, you're the authoritarians, and you know you are. That's the thing. They know they're taking over. This is a gang takeover. This is a foreign spy, corporate espionage infiltration. That isn't rhetoric. These are people in the Pentagon teaching that the Bill of Rights is bad, because it stands in the way of their criminal operations. And this is the 53rd anniversary of Eisenhower's farewell address in 1961. I'm going to play the entire 15-minute address at the bottom of the next hour, but I'm going to play later in this hour the clip where he says we're in danger of a technocratic elite that controls the military-industrial complex, totally taking over our civilization and creating a breakaway society. That's because he was brought in on the plans and didn't like them. He refused to stage false flags to start a war with Russia. He refused Operation Northwoods before Kennedy did. So this is the real world, okay? We've been seized by criminals. They're illegitimate. They're in a race to impoverish us and break us politically to complete our journey into slavery. We're one of the only countries that hadn't been disarmed. They're coming. We're the enemy. Foreign globalists are occupying us. Face the facts. Now, Paul Watson, we got 2 minutes before break. You're going to come back and expand, and we're going to read some of these clips, these quotes, and then play some clips of Brzezinski and others saying basically the same thing. But this is serious when Brzezinski says it's cheaper to kill a million people than to convince them now. No one believes us. Time to start killing. And this guy's basically saying the same thing.
Well, this is a trend, Alex, that we've been tracking since around 2010 when Brzezinski gave that speech to the CFR where he said that, you know, there's a global political awakening taking place. The infighting is amongst the elite because we've got people on the inside who are on our side. And now this article comes out of the Atlantic Council, which if you look into the background of that group, is basically a revolving door to the Obama administration. James L. Jones was the former chairman. He stepped down to become Obama's national security advisor. Numerous other major players in the Obama administration, Susan Rice, Richard Holbrooke, Chuck Hagel, the current defense secretary, were a part or are still a part of this think tank, the Atlantic Council. And this article came out a few months ago, but it basically got no attention whatsoever. And as he said, it's on a similar theme to the Brzezinski speech. He basically says that, and this is the author of Shock and Awe, the military doctrine who's writing this article. And he basically says that we need a new extraordinary crisis to preserve the New World Order because it's being completely undermined by non-state actors like Edward Snowden. And he actually dismisses the threat to the New World Order from superpowers like China and says that it's all coming from non-state actors and self-empowered individuals.
That's right. It is the individual that the state is threatened by.
We're on the march. The empire
is on the run. It is free will.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Soul. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented, a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base. Nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you again so much for joining us. Think about it. You've got Zbigniew Brzezinski, and we're going to give you this quote coming up in his book last year, where he said it's easier to kill a million people now than to convince a million people. You've got him a few years ago at the Council on Foreign Relations on C-SPAN saying that the state is losing, people are awakening worldwide. And then now you've got all these other globalists coming out, including top technocrats that advise the Security Council at the UN, that advise the National Security Council that actually runs this country, that are setting up a COG, continuity of government, coup d'etat program against humanity. And they are setting up this program and then using the threat of terrorism as the pretext to take our liberties. And then the article up on Infowars.com, think tank, extraordinary crisis needed to preserve New World Order. That's a quote. And I read from Robert Shapiro advising Obama in the Financial Times of London yesterday. I read that quote on air where he said, we need major terror attacks so we can take over. That's how dumb they think you are. In newspapers, they admit they're using this to take over and pick winners and losers and spy on everyone and give the data to select corporations and Obama's going to save us and getting rid of the borders and coming after our guns and the state saying our kids belong to them and teaching five-year-olds about homosexuality. They shouldn't be teaching them about heterosexuality. The state is a bunch of crazy people that want to be empowered to run our lives. And I'm not saying everybody in the state is, but the people that run the state apparatus and the media apparatus are very, very dangerous. Anti-humans engaged in major social engineering. So Paul Watson joins us to read over this article and give us his take on it. But here they are saying, you know, the good news is their program's in trouble. People are waking up to them. The bad news is they're saying we need to kill non-state actors like Edward Snowden. We need to also take out and get rid of, eliminates the word, empowered individuals who know the globalists are tyrants, who are conscious. Who is empowered? People that know what's going on and who are instinctively threatened by it and won't go along with it. This shows we're in the fight. This shows the huge effect that we can have. This shows what we can do. This shows the power of humanity. But it also shows we're right there at the edge here. We're in the fight. We could win this, but folks have to admit how much danger we're in, that the global governance heads are saying the enemy is libertarians. That's what Edward Snowden is. The enemy is empowered individuals. The enemy is Thomas Jefferson. The enemy is George Washington. The enemy is 1776 worldwide. The enemy isn't communist China. The globalists run and work with a bunch of, you know, fellow communists and killers and psychopaths and monopoly men. The enemy isn't North Korea. It's not Germany. It's not all the corrupt ruling elites. They can all get together and meet and decide, you know, new criminal operations against humanity. Their enemy is the individual standing up and saying no, and the individual linking up with other individuals and collectively as individuals saying, we recognize you're illegitimate criminals. We withdraw our consent. We withdraw our support. You're not going to build your technocracy. We're aware of it. We're going to dismantle it. You've declared war on us. We declare survival on you. We're not declaring war on you. We're declaring that we aren't slaves. We have inalienable rights. We run up the flag of liberty, and we do not submit. We do not comply. We are awake. We are conscious. You people are declaring war on yourselves. You are mentally ill, power drunk, out of control, playing God with your technological elite, as Eisenhower said, and we are not going to put up with it anymore. Now let's go to Paul Watson. Paul Watson, break it down.
Well, Alex, I see this as an incredibly positive development because, you know, in his editorial for the Atlantic Council, Ullman states, quote, very few have taken note and fewer have acted on this realization, the realization that empowered individuals are the major threat to the power elite. Quote, information revolution and instantaneous global communications, that's what he identifies as the major threat. He's talking about the internet. Of course, Hillary Clinton a couple of years ago said that, quote, we're losing the info war. That's what it's all about, the info war. They don't even realize that they're losing it. You know, these guys in these think tanks are in their 60s and 70s. They're years and years behind. Suddenly, they're starting to realize that they're losing the ideological battle. And it's starting to cost them because, as I said before, people on the inside are now on our side. You know, Edward Snowden, Bradley Manning, the entire collective hacktivist organizations that have sprung off from them. We're winning the information war and they're in a blind panic because it's undermining their system, which is emphasized by what happened last year with Syria when, you know, the military generals went to Obama and basically said, what the hell are you doing? This is not going to wash. And it prevented that attack. So the info war, which they now lament, is actually having a very real direct effect on their actions, and it's preventing them from carrying through this, quote, new world order, which they identify in this article. And they define the New World Order. If you read their other writings on the Atlantic Council website, which again is a major think tank, NATO heads have heralded it as hugely influential. It's a revolving door to the Obama administration. They define the New World Order as a global technocracy run by basically corporate fascism, the fusion of big government and big business. And Scowcroft particularly talks about their ultimate agenda being a transhumanist singularity that will replace individuality. So that's how they plan on eliminating self-empowered individuals by moving towards this transhumanism. So now they're in a blind panic that people have suddenly started to wake up and realize that this is what's been going on all along. They're years and years behind. So now they're saying, well, we need a new crisis, a new 9/11 style event. We know where we heard that before, Project for a New American Century in 1997, to get this all back on track, to re-enrich the state with carte blanche power to do what it likes, for the president to have 80, 90% approval ratings like Bush had after 9/11 to get this executive dictatorship through. So now they're starting to lament it and starting to realize that they may need to stage certain crises to get it all back on track.
And let's be clear, the Council on Foreign Relations Hart-Rudman Committee, 10 months before 9/11, issued a report calling for giant catalyzing events, just as the PNAC report 12 months before 9/11 called for a catalyzing Pearl Harbor event with 3,000 dead. Incredible how they could say 3,000 dead and that's what died. Unbelievable. And then it magically happens. They are now making the announcement across the board to their operatives, hitting the panic switch to begin the new false flag. And you see him segueing, saying it's not Al-Qaeda now in his quotes. We're going to read some of these. Now it's domestic empowered individuals. So as I've said, folks, in the last few years, you can see all the scripting and the TV, the movies, preparing the public, where the militia releases a bioweapon, or the militia nukes a city working with Al-Qaeda. Totally ridiculous. You know, saying the Tea Party works with Al-Qaeda in Pentagon training manuals where they invade North Carolina that got leaked last year. And people say, well, that doesn't make sense. The Tea Party's Islamophobic. It doesn't matter. They will nuke a city, and they will have some drugged-up militia guy with a drugged-up Al-Qaeda guy, and they'll who've been electroshocked and don't even know who they are, to get up on TV and say, yeah, I did it. These guys have probably been, you know, 6 months in a torture dungeon. Then they'll later kill them, bring out body doubles. I mean, that's the kind of stuff they do in these operations. They will nuke a city. They will release a bioweapon. I'm telling you, they will do one of those two things, or they will nerve gas a football game. I'm telling you, something big. In fact, I think to really bring us to our knees, I think they're going to nuke a city. I mean, I just cannot believe I'm on air talking about this. I cannot believe it's this real. I cannot believe I'm not even afraid of being killed. And I'm not saying I'm a hero here, folks. I'm just telling you, you better know nobody else gets it like we do. Nobody else will hardcore go up against the enemy. And I hope you realize as listeners, this shows we're in the game. The fact that so many people in the military are awake, the fact that so many media people behind the scenes are awake, the fact that more and more media people in the mainstream are leaking what they can, telling me off record, hey, I've been sent here by, you know, AP or Reuters to do a hit piece on you, but I'm not going to. I've been sent here by, hey, we all know what's going on. You know, the revolution's coming. It's all going to come down. They know behind the scenes they've lost the military. They're losing the media. They're losing conservatives. They're losing liberals. And they want us all in fight. They may stage a race war or something. I don't know. But I don't think that's enough for them. They are in a desperate situation. If you read his quotes on Infowars.com right now in this article, he says the New World Order's done. Global governance is failing if they don't have a giant crisis like a new war or a terror attack. And the Chinese behind the scenes are working with these people, the Chinese Chi-Coms. They may let them attack that Philippine island or one of those other islands off Japan, as the Chinese say they're getting ready to do, and even have a limited exchange between ships and have a real war, but not nuke each other and then have a big fake peace deal. That's the governments have done this. I've read stuff from 600 years ago, 700 years ago, where you'd have 50-year, 20-year, 100-year wars between France and England. And they'd be, you know, the British royalty was really at that time Norman, Viking slash French. And they would say, I'm having uprisings, cousin, to the other king. We're going to invade at Brittany again, and then you let us have some area, then we'll let you invade. We need to kill off some peasants and cause a distraction. Knowing the uprisings in England and France would stop if they could get each other fighting. So these were hereditary cousins, and these are public letters now. Many of these are famous. You can pull them up. They're online doing this. So they're making deals with China, I believe, to have a limited staged police action war, which could get out of hand quite easily. The war with Russia is real from everything I've seen. Yeah, the moving the missiles in, trying to destabilize Russia, trying to do all that stuff. But I'm telling you, that could be the false flag. It could be a nuke going off. And that's why I'm so concerned, because they're losing the info war in their own words. We are absolutely turbocharging at every level over the enemy right now. We're now getting into their main command bases. If you were to use this in a two-dimensional classical battlefield scenario, we are about to rout their general staff. We're about to take out the command structure.
We are engaged in an information war. You know, during the Cold War, we did a great job in getting America's message out. After the Berlin Wall fell, we said, okay, fine, enough of that. You know, we've done it. We're done. And unfortunately, we are paying a big price for it. And our private media cannot fill that
gap. There
you
go. So now what are they doing? They're coming out with fake foundation alternative media. They're activating their operatives in alternative media to start infighting and lies. You're going to see all hell break loose. Before they physically kill me, they will plant stories, make stuff up, you name it. They'll do it to other people. But we now have the moral high ground, and we have so many people in the FBI, NSA, CIA, Defense Intelligence, Marine Corps, Army, Air Force, private corporations. Our people are everywhere. When they stage an underwear bombing, we within 2 days have the lawyer on who saw it all staged, and then later it all comes out the CIA ran it. We have HUMET, organic, true operatives that are the organic battle response of a free nation and our forebears worldwide, not just in America. There is an organic autoimmune response to a takeover like this. We are the organic military cultural response. We are in a war, ladies and gentlemen. This is it. And we are literally in a battle with these guys. And we're all bleeding, but we're in the fight. We're getting the initiative. The enemy is losing strength. They've got wounds all over them. We're about to win. And I'm telling you, they're going to pull out all the stops, because we've already begun to win. Now, Watson, I'm ranting, but I just played that clip. We got a Brzezinski clip coming up. But when I read these quotes this morning, and I went and found some C-SPAN footage of him saying similar things, I mean, it is chilling. Why do you think they operate with a thinly veiled, Bible page thick veil of not being obvious that they're going to stage stuff? I mean, is that to normalize it in front of the ruling class and all the minions, so they feel confident in the criminal actions that they would openly say stuff like this in major public journals, and they're all saying it in unison now? I mean, why do you think they're so public about it?
Well, because they own the media, Alex, and they can rely on the mass media not to cover it. And they know that 99.9% of the American people are not going to read think tank websites where they openly talk about this stuff. But more and more people are, which is why they're starting to panic about it. You know, the political class needs to create and maintain this irrational world. It's like what the Saxo CEO talked about last week. So they need to stage crises to maintain that irrational world, because they only remain relevant in an irrational world. And using that irrationality, they can then blame us for the terror attack, which is apparently coming, because we opposed NSA surveillance, and that was necessary to prevent the terror attack. You just, you know, played Hillary Clinton claiming victory for the Cold War. Angela Merkel, the German chancellor who had her mobile phone spied on by the NSA, compared the NSA to the Stasi, who were, of course, on the opposite side in the Cold War. And now Obama today, I'm just reading, says that the United States is not spying on ordinary people. This applies to foreign leaders as well. Again, that's a blatant lie. It came out that they were spying on Angela Merkel's cell phone. And he says, you know, these are your friends and neighbors. Well, yeah, they're your friends and neighbors that are spying on, quote, love interests. That came out in the Wall Street Journal. They actually have a name for it called Love Int, where these NSA analysts go in and read their ex-girlfriend's email to see what they're doing in the private life. So lie piled upon lie upon lie, and they don't care anymore. They're just brazenly lying in public because, again, they think they insult our intelligence and think the American people are stupid. But they're going to have this crisis, and they're going to blame it on people who opposed NSA surveillance.
And they say the threat is no longer foreign terrorists. It is empowered individuals that need to be eliminated, so they're going to stage a domestic attack and blame it on the Liberty Movement because we are the resistance, and they say we're a bigger threat than China. And you know what? We are, because the globalists help run China. The globalists are in bed with that other criminal group.
And then Obama says, if only you'd have let us collect this metadata without complaining, we'd have identified the Al-Qaeda hijackers. They were living with FBI agents. The CIA was tracking them in and out of Malaysia a year before the attack. They knew the hijackers. They trained the hijackers. So then Obama comes out with this bull about, if only you'd have not complained about this, you know, if we'd have had this tool back in the year 2000, we'd have stopped 9/11. Complete baloney on the face of it.
Well, we've had Sybil Edmonds, who was there listening to the 9/11 communiques with the CIA groups, were running Al-Qaeda, protecting him from the army that was set to kill bin Laden three separate times, headed up by Colonel Schaefer. I mean, this is a fact. We know what they did. We know who pulled it off. We know that NORTHCOM, the heads of it, along with the heads of the CIA, the National Security Council, carried out 9/11 with Al-Qaeda.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you concerned about legislation that could take away your guns? If you're looking for the best solution that can comfortably fit in any pocket, TheUltimateKnife.com has that solution. It utilizes the patented Emerson Waved feature that deploys faster than a handgun, and the contoured handle fits your hand perfectly, like a glove. Plus, the unique ring feature allows for lightning-fast one-handed deployment without having to take your eye off the target. If you're looking for the fastest one-handed deployment, deployable defense knife, it's waiting for you at TheUltimateKnife.com. TheUltimateKnife.com. Spend some time checking out all our free training videos to see for yourself why this is truly the most ultimate knife you'll ever own. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. Only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. TheUltimateKnife.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
You've heard about Numana, true American pioneers in healthy, GMO-free storable foods. Great-tasting meals with no MSG, soy, or chemical preservatives. No high-fructose corn syrup or aspartame, and gluten-free options. Plus, superior 25-year shelf life and good enough to eat now.
But have you heard this?
Numana is so confident in our quality and taste, we'll give you $50 just to try it out. Call 888-597-0775 or use coupon code RADIO at checkout. GMOfreefoodstorage.com. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah.
It was easier to control a million people, literally. It was easier to control a million people than physically to kill a million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people. It's easier to kill than to control.
And that's now the decision they've made. He also basically said that in his book last year, Strategic Vision, America and the Crisis of Global Power. And in the book, I went and bought it and read it. He says the Patriot movement worldwide of just people that want to be free are the enemy. So this is a organized governmental system that says, quote, empowered individuals are the enemy. They've already taken over national sovereignty worldwide. They're mopping up a few countries. Now it's the individual. And then you look at who runs this, and you know, the average people out there are good, are moral, are hardworking. There's so many good professionals in this country. Doctors, lawyers, police officers, school teachers, factory owners, business people, artists. I mean, the list goes on and on. Service folks. There's so many good people. But we just cede control to guys in suits that land in helicopters and have red carpets because, you know, they're on red carpets. They must be good guys. Well, President Eisenhower, 53 years ago today, said beware the technocratic, technological elite getting control. And we're going to play that entire speech coming up at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to be talking over it, adding points. So it's very, very important to understand that. But this is so huge. Folks, you should go read the quotes for yourself on Infowars.com. I know it's not, you know, the latest Justin Bieber stuff if you're a new listener, but this is a guy that advises the National Security Council that runs things, that are busy purging the military, preparing for war domestically, their own training manuals, preparing for treason, preparing for hot coup, preparing for a purge of the American people, preparing for civil war. I mean, we're talking about just hellish stuff when they finally drop the hammer and implode the economy completely. They're going to stage terror attacks. They're going to blame it on us. They're going to come after anybody that criticizes them. And, folks, if you roll over to them, they win. I mean, these people are so bad. And they lie to you openly like Obama just did for an hour. And Ullman, again, for the Atlantic Council, he says, without an extraordinary crisis, little is likely to be done to reverse or limit the damage imposed by failed or failing governance, writes Ullman, implying that only another 9/11-style cataclysm will enable the state to reassert its dominance while containing, reducing, and eliminating the dangers posed by newly empowered non-state actors. He goes on to say this is the only way to secure a new world order, and that the quote must be done. And then he goes on to say we must also eliminate empowered individuals. I mean, Watson, I can't think of a more creepy, open declaration of war. I mean, these people indict themselves publicly. Watson, other key points.
Well, we've seen the move to demonize patriots as terrorists, but what's amazing now is that this has just gone up on Infowars.com. Obama is now associating himself with the founding fathers and saying that people who oppose NSA surveillance are basically anti-American and anti-patriotic. He said, quote, at the dawn of our republic, a small secret surveillance committee born out of the Sons of Liberty was established in Boston. The group's members included Paul Revere, and at night they would patrol the streets reporting back any signs that the British were preparing raids against America's early patriots. So, I think I've woke up in the Twilight Zone. He's actually comparing warrantless mass NSA surveillance of innocent American people to the founding fathers of America and what they did.
Yeah, they were spying on an invading, occupying army of their fellow countrymen because they declared a new country. Oh, this is unbelievable. Stay there. I got to talk more about this.
Thank you.
The article just went up on Infowars.com.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I cannot believe it. It just went up on InfoWars.com by Steve Watson, Paul Watson's brother. Absolutely incredible to see this. Obama justifies NSA spying. Paul Revere did it first. Yeah, military spying on military movements, not peeping through the windows or stealing the mail of all the colonists. Argues U.S. has always defended freedom through surveillance. But you're not defending freedom. You're butchering the entire Bill of Rights and Constitution. Absolutely off the charts insane. Watson, I've been ranting here. You got 4 minutes in this short segment. You've got the floor to talk more about the incredible news that we've been breaking, where top Atlantic Council advisors of the National Security Council call for huge catalyzing terror attacks in America as a pretext to go after the liberty movement and, quote, empowered individuals.
Well, yeah, just on that last point, I mean, Rand Paul immediately came out and said Paul Revere was warning us that the British were coming. He wasn't warning us that the Americans were coming. And even the Washington Post completely ripped it apart, saying if the British redcoats had access to the type of metadata and processing power the NSA does today, Revere probably would have been caught before he could go on his legendary midnight ride. Indeed, Revere would have been outed as a terrorist. So even the Washington Post is completely eviscerating this ludicrous.
That's what I'm saying. Everyone's realizing they're a bunch of lying crooks who are going to wreck everything. People are not going to play ball with this anymore. That's what I'm saying. And that's why they're going to nuke a major city and blame it on us, Paul. I'm telling you, it's the only move they've got, or start war or something. What do you think they're going to do?
I think the buildup of Russia and China, which we've been closely tracking over the past 3 to 6 months, definitely indicates that there's some kind of conflict 2 or 3 years down the road. I mean, China has been bellicose in its threats. They actually put out a map of U.S. major U.S. cities saying what the effect would be if each one was nuked by their PLA submarine force. They've been talking about invading islands. China just came out with their first major aircraft carrier. They put out an image to go along with their lunar rover program, which depicted a mushroom cloud over Europe. And this is all while they're in their own state media saying about how they could attack America and win a war. And a lot of the Chinese media is talking about when this war is going to take place and the fact that China is going to win it because America's basically going the way of Russia. It's collapsing into complete nothingness, and that China is the emerging military power. So it seems, you know, that's the way we're heading. Also, they've got this ace card of the catalyzing event, which you talked about. But I think the positive thing is the fact that the political class, which, as I said before, relies on creating an irrational world through these manufactured false flags and crises, is shrinking because more and more people on the inside, as proven by the derailment of the attack on Syria last year, more and more people on the inside are on our side, and they're fighting back against this. So these 60, 70-year-old people that staff these think tanks are increasingly becoming irrelevant. They don't even understand the power, the massive power of global communications and the internet to derail their agenda. They're only just starting to understand the true threat that that poses, which is, of course, outlined in this article that we're focusing on today. And basically, it's too late for them. It's game over. But as you said, they do have the ace card of these extraordinary crises that they can create in an effort to re-energize popular support for big government and basically totalitarianism.
Paul, I really appreciate your time, but I want to do five more minutes with you on what you think they're going to pull. I really want to give you the floor when we come back for 5 minutes, and then I'm going to get into all the other news and open the phones up. Our reporters confronted the Ayers demon last night here in Austin, Texas. That video is coming up in audio in the third hour as well. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicists by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Obama says Paul Revere spied on people. Of course, he spied on enemy troop movements. He didn't spy on the American people to overthrow their liberties and target pro-life groups and try to destroy them. But don't worry, ABC News says there's 50 ways to celebrate Michelle Obama's birthday. You'd think it was a new national holiday. I was scanning news last night. CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, all of it was Michelle's birthday, 50 the new 40, and how beautiful she is and how great she is. I mean, like it's North Korea or something. While he's this discredited liar, jacking up people's prices, going after our guns, shutting down our industry. He's got his top advisor up on InfoWars.com saying only an extraordinary crisis can save their new world order and that they need to go after empowered individuals and eliminate them. That individuals are the enemy. And we're going back to Paul Watson here to talk about this, but I wanted to play because it's the 53rd anniversary of his farewell address as the president, General Eisenhower, President Eisenhower, warning of a technological elite in control of a military-industrial complex and how they were the main threat to America and how America would be discredited worldwide and destroyed if we let this group continue to take over. Because this group had come to him and said, let's bomb U.S. cities and take over American liberty and set up a dictatorship with you at the head of it and have war with Russia. And Eisenhower said, you're fired. The adjuncts of those guys came to Kennedy and said, do it. He said, you're fired. They said, we are going to blow your head off. And they took over. And they've been in control ever since, and they built all of this you're seeing. And they brag they built this. And they brag they staged terror attacks. The PNAC, which is written by people that were protégés of L.L. Lemnitzer that wrote the Northwoods Plan, the protégés of that guy, Rumsfeld and others, wrote that. And they said, we need a catalyzing Pearl Harbor giant event to take over Central Asia. And Brzezinski wrote the book on that, The Grand Chessboard. I mean, I've read all their books. They admitted it's like a confession. That's what's so frustrating. And they've been so arrogant, criminals always brag, that now good people in the government, CIA, FBI, military, you name it, the government drug dealing by the DEA is coming out from the top, the money laundering by the big banks, they run it all. The only real drug war is against people they don't control, that's a small minority. The drug war is to keep prices up. The drug war is to keep it illegal. The drug war is to launder the money and to control competition. People are waking up to that. And Brzezinski came out, I played the clip earlier, and he said, look, we just need to kill. It's easier to kill a million people now than to convince them. The world is awake and staring. I'm going to play the full clip coming up. But here is Eisenhower. Next hour, I'll play the full 15-minute farewell address and then make comments throughout it. But here is some of the meat of it, the essence of it.
We must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific, technological elite. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
There you go. And he had just fired a whole bunch of people because they came to him and said, everybody loves you. This has come out, by the way. You ought to try to stay on. The way to do it is to blow up bases and blow up movie theaters and shoot people on the street and blame it on domestic groups working with communists, and we can take over. And he said, you know what? You're fired. And the memoirs, he alluded to it, but more came out later. He didn't want to shake up the country. He didn't come out against it all because he didn't want to destroy confidence in government. It's always that same story. Eisenhower was not a bad guy. And he was like, he's more old-fashioned. He wasn't perfect by any stretch. And he's like, no, we're not going to create a dictatorship. I don't want to be a dictator. He was like George Washington. They came to him and said, be king, be dictator. The people love you. And he said, no. America has been saved over and over again by presidents that refused the dictatorship. Smedley Butler, two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner, set to be the commandant of the Marine Corps, a Marine Major General. And they came to him and said, we're going to stage a coup d'etat with 500,000 men you're going to lead, and we're going to merge with the fascists. And he said, you know what? Because he'd overthrown a bunch of countries. That was his job as a Marine. He said, no. And then he blew the whistle on him to the McCormick-Dickstein Committee. And this isn't taught in schools, folks. We almost never had World War II because it wasn't like the Nazis were going to take over. There were a lot of people that had taught Germany everything it knew. That was the Nuremberg defense. Was the Cold Springs Harbor Labs had set up the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute with the Rockefeller money. Hitler had been financed by the Harrimans and others here in the U.S. There were competing elites, and basically the liberal elite, who weren't really liberal, they adopted the fascist Nazi model, but with a, quote, liberal progressive icing, and that's their program, and that's their dominant operation here. And so they've used terrorism COG to set up this illegitimate criminal government separate from the Constitution, and now they're absorbing the old original republic. Now, going back to Paul Watson until we go to break, I want to give you the floor, Watson, to talk about the state of the world. Watson, editor of PrisonPlanet.com, roving editor of Infowars.com. What is the bottom line here with what you see and the pieces on the chessboard and where things are going? And what do you and your gut think they're getting ready or planning to do?
The bottom line, Alex, is that the elite knows that not only is this global revolution, restoration, insurrection, call it what you want, going to happen, it's already unfolding. I'm looking at a picture of activists in Paris, France, who hired a giant 18-wheeler truck to dump horse manure in front of the National Assembly in Paris, France. I'm looking at, you know, Italy with the pitchfork movement, again, uniting left and right, with even the Italian president now warning of violent unrest in 2014. This is unfolding. It's not only coming, it's unfolding right now. So the concern of the global elite is to try and infiltrate those movements and use them to enrich the state with more power by pretending that the problem is a lack of collectivism within government. They're trying to, you know, polarize it into that left-right issue, because both left and right, especially in Europe, are joining together in places like France and Italy. In Italy, you've got the student movement and the farmers who have joined together with this pitchfork revolt. And the elite will need to infiltrate that in order to derail it. I think they're going to go with the Ayn Rand blueprint, Atlas Shrugged, where they basically try and completely wreck the economy, wreck human ingenuity and entrepreneurship, and, you know, grandstand as if the problem is a lack of power concentrated within the state. So people then beg for more centralization of power to solve the very problems that they created, which is exactly what the Saxo Bank CEO warned of last week. So they're going to keep on making these mistakes in the economy, which make people poorer and poorer, and say that the only solution is more power in the hands of the state, which, of course, as we know, is not some utopian idea of socialism. It's corporate fascism, because the same big businesses that oversee that system work hand in hand with the government. It's a revolving door. They get the special exemptions, the special favors. In America, you've got the Obama administration shutting down the coal plants, giving special waivers to General Electric. So they're going to go with that totalitarianism.
But, I mean, did you hear Michelle's turning 50? I mean, don't you want to celebrate that? I mean, that's what's important.
Well, that's the bread and circuses that they try and keep the 95% of the rest of the population distracted with. So they're going to turn up that.
So bottom line, where do you see it going? Because they can't help but steal everything with their crony system, which destroys productivity. So then they argue, well, it's a cosmology of Agenda 21, when the truth is they're just a bunch of locusts. But now we're going to be here exposing that they're the authors of it. How does this end? Well, they intend to use homeland security systems worldwide to suppress the population.
They're gonna hope that we haven't remembered history, but precisely because of the internet, because now, which no other generation ever before has had access to, the entire history of the world, all the information at our fingertips. Now we do know our history, and they're not going to be able to pull that off. So in the end, we're going to win. The human spirit, human ingenuity is going to win out, and we're going to move into a gradually more free world and a more prosperous world for everybody.
I agree. And humanity is going to split into two groups consciously. It already has, where you'll have the TV heads that are still fed on by the predator groups and by the con artist, and who don't even know what planet they're on, versus a large minority of empowered, enlightened people that are going to build our own systems that will then be so successful culturally without force, we will then dominate and take over the world by pure virtue and by pure competition. We will end up unseating the establishment. The problem is, though, they're going to try to use chemical and biological systems to suppress our free will in the battle towards that point. But because they're so spiritually blind, and don't see the fourth dimensional aspects of this, they're going to fail.
Well, exactly. It's always going to be a game of brinksmanship, isn't it? We're never going to be able to declare total victory over tyranny, because that's what drives the human spirit. It always has throughout history. So it's always going to be a game of brinksmanship. But eventually, people are going to see, as he said, we're going to be the example that everybody aspires to. Human ingenuity, creativity, and basic individual freedom is going to triumph as the ultimate zenith of the human race.
That's right. Honor, being good, building, being honorable. That is the secret. Paul Watson, thank you for joining us. We'll be back. Thank you, sir. We'll be right back with all the breaking news and intel. Stay with us.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What's making Americans sick and fat? It's too many GMO foods and toxins, destroying our digestive systems, causing poor digestion and suppressed immune systems. A suppressed immune system prevents clear thinking and the ability to fight the corporate and big pharma agendas. Detox now with Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 liquid probiotic is wheat, dairy, and soy-free, gluten-free, and made with all non-GMO certified organic ingredients. Pro-EM-1's power is based in good bacteria, live microbes, and all their metabolites, including vitamins, amino acids, and enzymes that support a healthy digestive system, suppress pathogens, and eliminate toxins. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage, or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
A small earthquake has rattled Los Angeles area on the 20th anniversary of the devastating Northridge quake. Again, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Hard to believe it's already Friday. Feels like it's Monday or Tuesday. The 17th day of January 2014. Your phone calls are coming up in the next segment. I'd like to hear again from military, police, former FBI, current FBI, retired, federal marshals, Secret Service agents. I know you're listening. And of course, you know everybody's being surveilled and there's databases. So what? How about all of you start going public, at least by calling into shows and see if they come after you? And if they come after you, be like Bongino and go completely public. I mean, we're going to lose everything if the good men and women in the system don't start speaking out more. That's what the enemy fears. And they fear alternative media, and they fear, quote, empowered individuals. It is empowering to fight evil. It is empowering to do the right thing. It is empowering to fight the good fight. I want to hear from people in the system, university professors, people in Hollywood are told if you don't put out anti-human, pro-government, pro-tyranny, pro-collectivism messages, your film won't get seen. Cannes, it's coming out, has banned anything libertarian or conservative. A Sundance is banning it. Film Festival ignores conservative documentaries, even though they make, you know, $40 million, Obama 2016. This is the issue. And sometimes I start hyperventilating and sometimes I start talking fast because it's exciting to see all the globalists and all their white papers saying there's a global awakening. They're losing the info war. The liberty movement's the enemy. The Tea Party's the enemy. Rand Paul is the enemy. Alex Jones is the enemy. Matt Drudge is the enemy. I mean, the Pentagon came out 3 months ago, gave a briefing, this Deputy Secretary of Defense. We played the clips and said, the public doesn't believe us. We have our systems, NSA. Over 90% believe we're lying. We've got to quit lying. And we've got to engage the public and convince them we're their friends. Well, the Pentagon on average isn't bad people, but the leadership's pure evil. They're globalist. But they're not suicidal, some of them. And everybody's freaked out and all the PSYOPs people are in there. There's like 500 of them, military, civilian. And they get up and go, you mean we don't have to lie anymore because nobody believes us? There's the headline. Government promises to stop lying because of Drudge Report. But then they go on in the article, in the video, and said, we're going to go out and engage the alternative media. That means buy them off, infiltrate, take over. And that's why everybody looks really upset in the meeting and mad, except for one junior lady who's in PR who doesn't seem to understand what's happening. But they're saying, we're going to quit lying now. This is not an assault. This is not a war. Sorry. They don't believe us anymore. So we're going to not lie when it's incredibly obvious and we're going to get caught. He actually says that. Where it's already admitted, but then we come out and lie. Like when Obama says, I never said you'd lose your doctor. I never said that you wouldn't have your premiums go up. Well, he guaranteed it, but it was all a lie. That's the kind of lie they're saying they can't tell anymore. Stop using the stonewall false reality with people. That doesn't work. Like, there are no bullets being bought. There are no drones. There are no armored vehicles, Huffington Post. Alex Jones is discredited. He's giving no link to where, this is yesterday, there were five separate Democratic Party organization sites that came out and said I was a liar and the Republicans are insane for having bills to cut buying billions of bullets for Homeland Security. And they say there are no bullets being bought. I'm a liar. Now, it doesn't matter they are buying the bullets. Doesn't matter they're training with paper targets of patriots. Doesn't matter they're openly trying to take on the Tea Party and gun owners, and that's in the news. They just say I'm a liar with no proof to where I'm a liar. Like they say I'm deeply racist with no proof on MSNBC because it's a PSYOP. But good, keep it up. That doesn't work anymore. Just bald-faced lying to everyone. So let's go to Brzezinski 3 years ago talking about how humanity is awakening.
First time in all of human history, mankind is politically awakened. That's a total new reality. Total new reality. It has not been so for most of human history until the last 100 years. And in the course of the last 100 years, the whole world has become politically awakened. And no matter where you go, politics is a matter of social engagement, and most people know what is generally going on in the world and are consciously aware of global iniquities, inequalities, lack of respect, exploitation. Mankind is now politically awakened and stirring. The combination of the two, a diversified global leadership, politically awakened masses, makes a much more difficult context for any major power.
Yeah, for their new world order. And he goes on to say, we got to go to break. It's easier to kill a million people than to convince them now. And that's now what they're saying in a new white paper to the White House, is it's time to just start going after empowered individuals.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, third edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented, a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Toll free number to join us. I mean, I'd like to hear from the data miners. I'd like to hear from the bureaucrats in the system. I'd like to hear from all of you that are watching this unfold and watching our society collapse by design. What are you going to do about it? You know, they used a kind of fake right-wing counter to communism in the 50s to bring in a lot of tyranny in this country to counter communism. And then now that they've got the tyranny in place, they're now moving into a type of communism. And they've got all the horrible Hollywood people selling their collectivist worldview. They are brainwashing our youth. They're targeting young children. They're demonizing Vladimir Putin because he says gays must leave children in peace. AP reports that he says that Russian President Vladimir Putin says gays should feel welcome at the upcoming Winter Olympic Games, but they must leave the children in peace. Well, I mean, heterosexuals shouldn't come up and try to target children with sexual propaganda. I mean, that's the thing about the so-called gay lobby, the Democratic Party one, is that, I mean, they want your children. But they want your children, period, where they say the state rules your kids and we got to get past this idea that kids belong to their parents. They belong to the collective. They belong to the village that's run by a bunch of pedos. So, see, that's it. Pedophiles are now calling themselves gay to be able to get political correct coverage. That's the plan. Putin told volunteers Friday that gays visiting the city can feel calm and at ease and vowed that there would be no discrimination at the games. But he emphasized that according to law banning homosexual propaganda among minors, gays cannot express their views on gay rights issues to anyone underage. Yeah, no kidding. And they're saying he's like Hitler on, you know, Jay Leno because of that. Putin and other political politicians have defended the June propaganda law as the protection of child rights, but critics believe that the law discriminates against sexual minorities. And folks, it's not that Putin's even some angel. We, in this country, allow them to teach five-year-olds, all of them. Okay, you're not going to learn how to read and write. Did you know some boys like to wear dresses? And some girls like to be boys? And you can go in any bathroom you want? I mean, that is trying to screw the kids up. Oh, we're teaching tolerance. No, you're recruiting. Because you already run everything, and now you want our kids. And if you can get away with that, get away with anything. I mean, it just shows how crazy it is. It's like the immigration issue. Yeah, put that article back up. That was amazing. Kansas school poster listing sex acts part of health and science curriculum. Oral sex. Sexual fantasy. Caressing. Anal sex. Dancing. Massage. Masturbation. Holding hands. See, oh, anal sex is like holding hands. Cuddling on the couch. What's the anal sex say? Oh, it's by anal sex and kissing. Vaginal intercourse. Hugging. Touching each other's genitals. How do people express their sexual feelings? This is not the school's business. But again, these are a bunch of pervs, ladies and gentlemen. Gallup, only 3% of Americans rank immigration reform as a top priority in a new Gallup poll. Yeah, I mean, you can't go down to Mexico and just live unless you've got a bunch of money and get authorized. You sure can't go down there and get welfare and have your baby for free. They've got one of the strictest immigration laws in the world. They put Guatemalans for 6 months to a year in forced labor camps in Mexico if you come in. But we're like, hey, free tuition, in-state tuition, free health care, everything. Anchor babies, come on, it's racist if you don't. The country's going bankrupt. I saw John Kerry at a North American Union meeting on C-SPAN earlier during a break in there pushing open borders. And they're just doing it by fiat. And most Hispanics in polls don't want open borders. They're not stupid. They make it a Hispanic issue because the majority are Hispanic. There's 650 million people in Latin America. Their population is doubling every 25 years. I mean, we can't take all these people, especially if they're going to get welfare when we're bankrupt. The big banks, the Republicans, the Democratic leadership all want this, just like they all wanted Obamacare. The Republican Party leadership wanted it. They're not getting rid of it now, if you noticed. They could repeal it. It's totally unpopular, even amongst Democrats. They're not going to, because it's a planned takeover. They want our guns? I'm against it. They want open borders? I'm against it. They want Obamacare? I'm against it. They want to attack Syria with Al-Qaeda? I'm against it. Anything they're for, I'm against. Everything they're for is bad. Everything they stand for is bad, 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 bad. You don't even have to intellectually analyze it. I want you to. But if you listen to the rhetoric of be nice and legalize the 30 million illegals, let them have everything free or you're racist, and Americans are so nice, we go, okay, here, everything's for free. If an old lady whose husband's died doesn't pay her property taxes, they come and the city sells their house on the courthouse steps. Next time, I want my reporters to go out to Travis County the next time they're having an auction, and they'll be crying old people mainly. We used to do this. And then we'd go into Nelda Wells Spears, the county tax assessor at the time. I don't even know if she's the county tax assessor at this time. And we'd say on camera, why are you taking Miss Johnson's house because of, 3 years of unpaid stuff? She doesn't have any money. She has Social Security. She goes, we don't take people's homes. And we said, well, here's the, and then we show the video of it happening. And then they don't even announce them a lot of times. They have insiders there that are getting the houses, or they won't really put it on the auction. They'll go quietly behind the courthouse and have another auction with their friends and give it to them for nothing. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable how evil this government is. You will take people's houses if they don't pay income tax, if they don't pay property tax, if they're bankrupt. And that's loving and good. But then it's just absolutely horrible if we don't give all this free stuff to anybody that doesn't want to work. And by the way, the illegals all are pretty hard working. Okay. And in many cases haven't been under American culture and have better family values on average. But the system's set up where mama stays at home, look at the statistics, and gets 3 or 4 welfare checks. So dad can work for reduced wages and still be the patron. That's it. Most illegals don't even need to work, folks. They're driving around in brand new cars everywhere. I see it, doing awesome, because they're out there working on a construction job, or out there working at a restaurant, or out there running a business, working hard, have a work ethic. And mama sits at home having kids and gets all the free welfare. And you got a lot of Hispanic families, statistically, that are too proud, in fact, of blacks or whites to take welfare. You have one of the largest groups is illegals that'll get welfare, but it's also a large statistic of groups that will take none of it. There are a lot of Hispanics that will take no welfare, so they have TV and radio ads nationwide going, Hispanics, who are illegal, by the way, come get the welfare, trust the system, get on the welfare. And, of course, they're old-fashioned, so like Americans used to be, they won't do it out of self-respect. But they're going to get them. Don't worry. They'll break them by the time they're done. And that's what all this is about, ladies and gentlemen, because they already taught Americans, black, white, Hispanic, doesn't matter, not to have kids. We're all dying, 1.3% replacement rate. So the argument's true to support Social Security and all of it. You got to bring in 30 million illegals every 10 years because that many people are dying, basically. Boy, haven't they screwed things up by design? But they don't care because they run the train wreck. I want to hear from you. If you work for the system, in the system, at a corporate insurance company, if you're a retired FBI agent, if you're a cop, military, I mean, am I wrong? This is a coup d'etat takeover. They say it in their own words. They say they need a terror attack to be able to go after, quote, empowered individuals, and that the elite are losing control. Yeah, because people know you're crooks. Where do you see all this going? I'm going to go to you quick and get your comments. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Now, folks, don't forget that this hour is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. That's MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. And it is delicious and easy to prepare, put together with no GMO, totally GMO-free quality product, storable for 25 years, my choice for storable food, a lot of other preparedness items. That's MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex, or give them a call, 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927. The globalists want you dependent. The answer is get prepared, have a backup food supply, seed banks, you name it. That's MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Now, lastly, also, we sold out of this last week. A limited supply is back in at this rate. It will sell out again by next week. Then hopefully we'll get enough in and try to keep enough in where it doesn't sell out. Because it wasn't selling as much for a while, which was fine with me because we were having trouble keeping it. Then it all sold out again. We got some more in. We're shipping it out. If you order it today, it'll ship out to you Monday. The high-powered nascent iodine, one-of-a-kind, true nascent iodine, InfoWars Life Survival Shield. Amazing what it's done for my clarity, my energy, my body, my glands. Talk to your doctor before you use it, or healthcare provider. InfoWarsLife.com. Or 888-253-3139. And you find all the other great longevity products at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsLife.com. You can also call toll-free, and they can answer any of your questions and take your orders for the fluoride shield that has five other ingredients with the nascent iodine to supercharge the detoxification of fluoride, but not just that, other halogens and heavy metals. That's 2 ounce, not 1 ounce, so that's the real bargain deal. Then we have the Super Male Vitality that also works for women. And just, you know, look, regardless, buy it. It supports the broadcast, and I believe you'll be really impressed. Everyone we've talked to has been impressed. I've never seen a product like this. So InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com will also get you there, or 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And you're funding a hardcore media operation that has the White House organs and Hillary Clinton saying, we've got to be taken down. Who are they attacking? Drudge Report, WorldNet Daily, InfoWars, not many others. But it doesn't matter, because our info is getting out to everybody. We know what's going on. We have accurately broken down what's happening. That's why we're targeted. 5 articles yesterday targeting WorldNet Daily and InfoWars. And so many I couldn't even count them targeting Drudge. I mean, it's they're freaking out, because, folks, I can go anywhere in the world, Latin America, Europe, you name it. I went to the bridge over the river by Big Ben, but the Thames, if I'm pronouncing that right, I always get it wrong. It's the Thames, right? Yeah, I'm getting it right. The point is, and I mean, like 20 people walked by and showed up, and then I'd be walking in the dark to a restaurant that night. Hey, Alex Jones, in England. And I'm not bragging, hey, I'm a big superstar. Folks, Jakari Jackson's been here a year. He's hardly been on the radio. That's the big show. He's on the nightly news. A lot of people see. But, I mean, everywhere he went, 10 minutes after setting up a camera, people walking by, even when, like, if 10 people walked by, he was saying 2 of them were listeners and knew him, what he looked like. I mean, do you realize how big we are? Do you realize the effect we're having? And my point is, this is your show. We're all part of the same thing together. I don't have all the answers. I just have had courage. I've gone up against these people. You know, I put faith in God. I try to be a pure, good person. And we've had a huge effect. So I salute all of you. Again, folks, I take this morning, noon, and night. I take a little bit more than the recommended dose. At first, I took the recommended and did have some detoxing. So be very careful with this. Consult your physician before using it. And follow the indications. Okay, 800-259-9231 is the number for people in the system. Where do you think all this is going? And it's the best of times, worst of times. They admit we're starting to gain the upper hand. We're beginning to win. Their illusion's imploding. The military's almost completely awake now, thank God. And the power structure, the illegitimate foreign corporate coup, is getting ready to stage something and openly admitting it. So Katie, bar the door. Let's talk to Sal, former New York police officer. What is your take on all this, calling from South Carolina?
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm doing, like I said, best of times, worst of time, brother.
Hey, listen, I was a cop for 16 years in New York City. I relocated down to South Carolina. Can't afford to live up north. People up north, I think, are basically clueless to what's going on. They don't have a grasp. I've been listening to you for about 2.5 years. I actually got turned on to you from Glenn Beck, and you just take it a step further. I don't know what happened to Glenn Beck. He kind of changed his tone and rhetoric. He was all against the New World Order when he was on Fox, and since he's got his own channel, it seems that he's toned it down an awful lot. I don't know if he's been threatened or not.
He's undoubtedly been threatened. He's scared to death, upwards of 10 bodyguards at any one time. I know people, obviously, that are, you know, in and out of Glenn Beck's circle, and he's scared to death. Glenn ought to just walk around in public, get over it, and go up against. But he's doing some good work. I don't want to criticize him. Go ahead.
No, I totally agree. I mean, I backed him 100% when he was on Fox. Like I said, he was the person who got me into what was really
going on. I mean, he read 3 different Democratic Party funding letters where they said we need a staged terror attack to blame on the Tea Party. I mean, you've got to cover that when they're openly saying we're going to stage a terror attack. These are criminals admitting it. And so he did that, and they canned a show. But sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I try to get the word out as much as I can. Living out in South Carolina, I started my own little farm here. Try to become self-sufficient. I got some cow and goats and and stuff, and I'm ammoed up, and I'm prepared as much as I can. I like your format because you bring God into everything, and I really think that's going to be the...
Well, I bring God into it because when I wake up scared at 3 a.m. in the morning, God is the comforter and my fear goes away. Believe me, I mean, I bring God into it because as stuff gets worse and worse, God goes right to the center of my life.
Yeah, you're 100% right. I've tried to weaken my family. They're all living in New Jersey. They're all clueless. They think I'm half out of my mind. Which you have to be half out of your mind, you know, to even go down this road, I believe, because most people are just too afraid to face what's really happening.
Well, that's it. They're children. They're children. And they were brought up, everything's okay, everything's going to be all right, and it's not going to be all right.
I got my cousin Tommy, you know, he's one of the only family members I have that I'm, you know, he's actually listening and trying to prepare and learn. The main thing is to learn because there's so much to learn. And when you talk to people, like, I guess where I'm at is kind of like where you're at. When we talk to people, they must think we're out of our mind. They're like, wow, how did you come up with all these thoughts? I said, listen, just look it up. Research it. It's right there to be found. People just don't want to do the research.
Exactly. It's so alien to people to know data that they think you're showing off when you're trying to save them. Because if we don't wake them up, we've got to wake them up to save ourselves. And but believe me, it's starting to happen. God bless you. Keep it up. We're going to talk to Brett, who's a 4-year Marine and then TSA for 4 years. Then Travis, wife works in medical system, data mining. Then we'll talk to John, who's a veteran. I want to get all your take in the next segment. Then we've got the top meteorologist who predicted the record cold temperatures last year on this show.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Do you know about the NSA loophole? Or maybe you think your law-abiding ways are too boring for them to care about you. Tell that to the Virginia farmer who was audited by the IRS because of her Tea Party activities. Or the Texas man who woke up to a SWAT team raid because of online comments he had made about his gun collection. No, God-fearing Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Learn how to drop off the government's radar and get off the grid at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing 6 of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
Why the union's a big businessman, and they're going out of
Sure sounded like a good idea.
Democracy don't rule the world. You better get that through your head. This world is ruled by violence.
Tell them, Bob.
Democracy don't rule the world. You better get that in your head. This world is ruled by violence. But I guess that's better left unsaid.
But a man's gonna do what a man's gonna do.
From Broadway to the Milky Way, that's a lot of territory indeed.
By the way, folks, out in Beijing, they have such bad smog that they put up giant telescreens showing a sunrise for everyone, and the people flock to it. That's because no environmental standards are allowed to fully deindustrialize the U.S. and the West, so it's so cheap to make things there, everything moves there. That's economic warfare with Kissinger, with the globalist. We're going to go to Travis and Michelle and Bert and Tom and John. But right now, you know, it was my uncle, William Forrest Hammond, who recommended that song about 10 years ago for the show, Sundown on the Union. And, of course, he died a few weeks ago. I just always remember him. But he lives on by recommending that song for the show. From the Broadway to the Milky Way, that's a lot of real estate indeed. Let's go to who's up next? Brett. Who was a Marine for 4 years and now is TSA. What is your take on everything that's happening?
Hey, Alex, top of the morning to you.
Thanks for calling.
I'm not in the TSA anymore. I was when it was first started. So.
Yeah. Oh, you were in it before they started groping people's genitals and putting them in microwave ovens.
Right, right. Absolutely. Because that's a good thing to do.
Well, absolutely. So what's your take on all the stuff that's happening?
Well, you know, my entire family's been in the military as long as I can remember. And I'm pretty disgusted by what's going on. The cops beating up this guy to death, getting away with it. That recruits that's supposed to be a Marine saying that he's going to beat the crap out of people and this, that, and the other. It's disgusting. That's to me, that's not a Marine. He's not deserving of that title if that's how he's going to treat his fellow man. I'm really scared of where it's all going. Just, you know, with the bombings in Volgograd and with Winter Olympics coming up, like you said, you know, your spidey senses start tingling, and something's going to happen, whether it's an NFL game or Winter Olympics. Just too many things going on. Nukes coming up missing. All these threats from Omen. That was really a telltale sign that something's getting ready to come.
I agree. And, you know, they want to corrupt the government so good people don't want to serve. That's why it's important to not just attack police out of hand, because then it keeps good people from joining and then only scum join. But the corruptors know that. That's why they give the police missions that are dishonorable to dishonor them so they can fully dishonor them. Great points. We're going to come back in 60 seconds and go to Travis, Michelle, Tom, John, and others.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
A lot of incredible stuff's going on as the establishment tries to take over the alternative media. If people only knew how bizarre my life is. I wish I could tell people, but I can't. Let's just say it's not boring around here. Let's just say I don't have trouble getting out of bed in the morning. But then there's so much I wish I did later. It's unbelievable. Let's go to Travis in Washington. Wife works in medical system and data mining. What's your take on all this stuff that's happening?
Oh, gosh, Alex, it's crazy. Well, first time caller. I've been listening to you about a year and a half or so. I fell back asleep for a lot of years. Wife, kids, all that stuff.
I know how it is.
Numbs a little bit. You made a point a while back that you said that some people are immune to all the crap that they shove at you. And I think that's true to a certain extent. I've always kind of seen past things, seen things differently and whatnot. But that's the one thing, you know, you push the fluoride stuff, the, you know, everything else. That's the one thing most people aren't immune to is that numbing effect. That being said, yeah, my wife came home yesterday and she looked kind of strange. And to preface this, she's starting to wake up, but she thinks I'm nuts half the time. But she came home with this weird look on her face and said, "You wouldn't believe what I found out today." And she told me, she works in mental health care. Her job right now is basically as a care coordinator, and she basically mitigates the amount of hospital care and whatnot that patients go through to keep them from going into the system too much. So she tells me that the program that they use to basically correlate all the data and figure out why they're seeing the doctors too much or, you know, to slow them down, whatnot, this, that, and the other, is called PRISM. And I went, "What? What do you mean it's called PRISM?" And she said that she, it caught her eye or caught her ear because she had heard me talking about it before.
Yeah, that's NSA, yeah.
Yep, and I said, "Well, it's this, that's what NSA's program is." And she said, "No, this is the NSA's program. The medical industry is basically, they have limited access to health histories and..."
Sir, let me stop. That's what I'm saying. Over 1,000 major companies just in the U.S. alone nexus into the NSA. This is actually public. And they dump all your data into the NSA, and then they get to share limited data back out, and they're nexusing this so that if you ever go see the psychologist and want to put it on your insurance to get it paid for, they're going to give you a psychological designation. They're going to take your guns. So, yes, when you go to the psychologist, now the little one down the street for now that just puts it on paper records and stuff, that's not happening yet, but it's going to be phased in. So, yes, sir. So tell me what else your wife said.
Well, she said that she asked, there's a whole lot of, you know, bureaucracy involved in it. And one of the things that she asked was, "Well, why can't I just get an access code to the program to go in and do the calculations myself?" And she said, "Oh, no," her boss said, "Oh, no, we can't. They only give us limited access because if you had access to the whole thing, you had to have access to classified stuff and everything else." And it she said it shocked her that that system was integrated into the healthcare as well. And that's one of the things that I think people need to realize.
Yes, sir. We wrote articles last year. You can pull them up on InfoWars.com that Obama healthcare, Obamacare puts your health records into the NSA. And that's what it is. Yes, sir. So I think you should write a report up. You can put a nom de plume on it if you want. Or she could write a report, send it to us, and we'll publish it. And then we'll tie it in though, to all the articles. But when it's a person on the inside talking about it, even though she's not whistleblowing, it still has more of an effect with people. Do you understand?
Absolutely. Well, and that's one of the things that that first stuck out in my head was to ask her, well, I'm going to start to work her a little bit, see if she'll get a screenshot or something redacting any personal information, but get some sort of screenshot or any kind of documentation on it that she can. She might not, but...
That's why the new Obamacare thing says when you have it that you waive all your rights to privacy. But they're doing it to everybody. Get a screenshot, send it to showtips@infowars.com. Stay there, I'm going to get your number.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
All right. We have a guest, a top meteorologist and astrophysicist coming on who a year ago, early 2013, was on. And then I also had him on after Bilderberg as I saw him out there in England. Piers Corbin, not Piers Morgan, Piers Corbin. And he's going to be joining us coming up in about 5 minutes from England, from weatheraction.com. He predicted extremely cold weather because of the sun decreasing its activity and some other issues. And, of course, the media said it was going to be record hot and was proven wrong. But so what? They're a pack of liars by design. But I want to explain something. Through the Total Information Awareness Network that Admiral Poindexter rolled out in 2001 when everybody was scared, it was already in place, they tried to get everybody to accept total NSA surveillance then. And he wrote an article for the New York Times saying everything you do is watched. Every major corporation, from pizza places to you name it, when you buy something, uploads it to us. If there's a warrant out for your arrest when you order a pizza, the police are coming. and every bank account, everything you do and everything you eat, we're going to track it for your own good. And people freaked out, so they backed off and said, we're not doing that. And we were talking to Travis, and the only reason I'm holding him over is because, A, he sounds credible. B, I already know what he's saying is true. But to hear it from his wife, who is a healthcare manager over the mental health division of a hospital, and now under Obamacare, they go into the PRISM system you've heard of, the prison software, PRISM, that's been used to spy on everybody. And it is an NSA database, and she's not allowed to get into it because she'd see everything, the whole file on you, everything you're doing. That that NSA people can go in and see everything you're doing. They want to turn on their girlfriend's webcam, or the school wants to turn on webcams and watch people. They do it. And all the government bureaucrats will end up being given access to this to run roughshod over everybody. It's called infrastructure protection. And so they're phasing it in, first to power plants, and then into police stations, and then into everything. And then you get your data, and you put it in there. Imagine what Richard Nixon did with income tax records against people in an enemies list. Look at how Obama has an enemies list that I'm on. It's been reported. Now they've got access into your data, and they've got access into your computer to plant whatever they want. A rogue criminal global system of spying and control that's totally illegal every time they do it, felonies. And so this fella called in and said his wife thought he was a kook until recently. She's starting to wake up, but she came home because, you know, all the sitcoms say the woman's the boss and the man's the kook. And even if she loves her husband or whatever, still, it's kind of like an attitude. Oh, you know, all women have seen hundreds of thousands of times since they were kids the image that men are buffoons and women know best and the state knows best above women and that there's nothing going on bad and only kooks believe it. And I'm not psychoanalyzing his wife from afar, but as she begins to see more's going on, oh, maybe her husband knows something. Maybe he does care about her. Maybe he's not just paranoid. And then she goes and says, yeah, we have a PRISM system now under Obamacare. And he goes, oh, that's the name of the NSA thing. And she goes, no, it is the NSA, they told us. I'm dialing into the NSA. Of course you are. When I went to get some Claritin last week because of allergies at Walgreens, the woman obviously knew who I was at the pharmacy. I had to stand in line for 30 minutes waiting for them to come to me to buy an over-the-counter medication. They're going to make everything behind the counter, basically, is what this is, a digital wall. And I went up, and she goes, do you know about this medication? Do you know what it can be used for? And I'm just like, yeah, there's a huge, you know, Cedar fever in Austin. She goes, I know it's sold out, except for a few boxes. She says, give me your driver's license. She swipes it now. They don't just check it to see, you know, who you are and put it in a log because you could make methamphetamine with it hypothetically. Well, so what? I could make Molotov cocktails with gasoline. Do I need to show my ID to do that? Well, yes, now they're saying they want that. It's all about you show your ID to buy and sell to then get the cashless society in where even if you pay with cash, they track what you do and then they can put the VAT tax on it, the national sales tax. See, this is the total control grid going in here. And it's all conditioning us, and everyone's a secret police officer. When you rent a car, when you get a hotel, when you do anything, there's 20 questions. They're putting you in an NSA database. The hotels, the car rentals, the aircraft, you know, the airports. But it's not to keep you safe. It is to watch you. So the criminal group has all the data on how to rig the economy, how to actuary the economy, and how to go after anybody they don't like. This is hellish. So recap your story, sir, and then finish up. Then I'm going to go to our guest. After he's gone, I'll go back to the callers that are holding. But finish your point, Travis from Washington. Was this a wake-up call for her, and what was the rest of the story?
It was a bit of a wake-up call. It kind of put two and two together in her head. And she's a strong-willed, intelligent woman that has bought into a lot of stuff, but she is starting to, you know, reclaim a bit of her true independence, not her socially authorized feminist garbage. And that's one of the things that I explained to her, is that this isn't some huge thing right now, but it's, like you said, it's an incremental process. This is what they're getting people used to say, okay, well, we think you've seen the doctor too many times, we're not going to allow this one, or you have a reoccurring issue that seems to be something mental, so we're going to, you know, based on all your information, we're going to file you over in this direction and put you on our mental health side. And she said that that's one of the things that she noticed, is that she, one of the the programs is just a medical side, home health care, and the other is a mental health. And she sees clients being transferred from the standard medical side to the mental health side.
That's what they're doing. Under insurance, they go, you know, you're stressed. I'm going to transfer your insurance over to this area. It'll get you more coverage. Now you're in their special needs area. Now they can take your rights away. Now they can surveil you. And I knew this when we had our first child, my son, 11 years ago. The nurse, head nurse for that floor asked me, oh, will you take this down to the first floor for me? And then when I came back, my wife goes, man, she was asking if we have money, if you hit me, you know, how nice I am. And she said, you know, he's great, blah, blah. The lady came back and I said, you put that in a database, didn't you? She goes, yeah, the health department, we're required to. And I said, really, you're required to? Kind of like cops walked up to our reporters and said, you're not allowed to film a wastewater plant from a public, you know, sidewalk. And we said, is there a law? And they said, no, but, you know, we'll arrest you if you don't. I mean, there's no law. We're just doing it. We have guns. And you know, why are you giving us trouble? You know, your First Amendment's trouble. Being a media is evil. You know, you're an empowered individual. You're the enemy. I mean, the cops don't know this. They're brainwashed, too. I'm telling them. I'm reverse engineering this for them. And this is the takeover. And they're putting everyone in the mental health system. That's the New Freedom Initiative, is to make at least half the public basically mentally ill, you know, listed. And people are going to go mentally ill. Society's breaking down. It's screwed up. The radiation, the food, the garbage, the GMO, the fluoride. I mean, society's screwed up. Men have been emasculated. Women have been turned into tarts. The children are falling apart. I mean, this is a societal overwrite, a societal crisis they create to then collapse things into their own hands. And everything is being fed into the NSA. The NSA is a front computer database for the Fortune 1000, really, who set it up and get paid. There, as I've said, Microsoft and all those guys, Apple, you name it, Google, they're really the corporate NSA. And then the NSA is only their mass interface that they integrate into, forcing all the smaller companies and corporations and groups to put their data in so they can then mine it and control it to actuary the shutdown of all the competition. Do you understand that? Does that make sense, brother?
Absolutely. Well, hey, one thing I want to say to everybody that is the most important thing, if you've got any inkling that things just aren't right, there's a reason for that. That's your instinct, your God-given nature, looking around you, seeing what's going on, saying something's not right. Use that. Look into things. Question things. Question everything. My goodness. When I first started listening to you, I thought you were a bit radical and extreme, and then I started looking into things and started remembering that sense from when I was younger, before I had kids, that something's not right. And it's there. The information's out there. It's hard to get to sometimes, but look for it. Dig.
Absolutely. I mean, you mentioned healthcare hooking into the NSA. That actually came out in, you know, just the back of financial publications and trade publications, dealing with how everything's nexusing into this. But then you call in, and I remember how much worse it is than I'm even saying, and then we point it out on air, and now it'll draw attention. Undoubtedly, under whistleblowing, now in this new tyranny, who knows, everything's illegal, and anything good is illegal. She can undoubtedly take screenshots of all of that, as long as there's no personal data or, you know, no information on the people. But what's more important is her testimony, and if you email it to us, her testimony, not with the name of the hospital, not the group, not any of that, because that is proprietary, but protected under whistleblowing, but let's just not do that. Write a five-page or a five-paragraph, and we'll write a five-page article around it with all the documents, with open-source information to prove it. Have her write up a five-paragraph write-up. Send a screenshot of the PRISM NSA interface, her testimony that she was told this is the NSA that you're interfacing with, and then we'll have a huge national breaking story on that. Again, out of Washington State, just like a whistleblower there gave us the data on the police under NSA with illegal spy hubs grabbing all the cell phone traffic and lying to the city council about it. That program has now been suspended, is in deep trouble, and the legislature is moving to criminalize it. It's already illegal, but they're moving to double criminalize it. So give us that data and that testimony. We'll then link it to open source proofs, and we will hammer the enemy. God bless you. I appreciate it, Travis.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, we're going to be calling you, okay? Rob Dude, get his info, and then give this to Mikhail Thalen, or give it to Gucciardi, or give it to Watson. and just make sure they know we already broke this last year. We got to go find all the articles we wrote about it, that Obamacare is the back door for NSA takeover of your medical records. I believe that was the headline. If we search that, I mean, I know I said that 500 times on air and then pointed out where it was. So I just want to show people that. Okay, we're going to come back with Piers Corbin of WeatherAction.com. I appreciate him joining us. He'll be with us till 45 after. Then we'll continue with your calls and other news I haven't hit yet. And there's a lot of it. You know, the police can't even find police now that can write from millennials, so they're having to hire middle-aged and old people. The dumbing down process has been so successful that even police departments that for 40 years don't hire folks with over 100 IQs, they can't hire people with 75 IQs.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
You can eliminate inflammation and pain. You can eliminate constipation or irritable bowels. You can flatten your tummy without exercises, and you can make your complexion clearer and more youthful. You can feel good from the inside out. Find out that as far back as 1749, what was able to reverse one man's death sentence and open up 160 spas to dispense this life-giving food. Call 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented, a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base. Nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We are in an information war. Alex Jones back live. There is a war on for your mind. Al Gore in 2007 and in 2009 on record, we'll show you some screenshots of these news articles, said that the Arctic, the North Pole, would be completely melted in winter by 2013. It's expanded and is the thickest in many, many decades being recorded. The Northern Hemisphere has seen record cold temperatures across the board. Temperature records have been smashed all across North America. It goes on and on and on. And Piers Corbin in the last 5 years has come on a few times a year, and we appreciate it. He's the owner and operator of Weather Action, a very powerful web presence exposing what's happening. He heads up WeatherAction.com, and he's been featured on Fox News, BBC, you name it, many other news programs for accurately predicting what would happen 30, 45, 60 days in advance, and sometimes 6 months to a year ahead, dealing with the solar winds and the moon and how that affects climate. Now, the UN says that's not the case. It's your car, and you got to pay them money, and they'll save you. But they've been fully discredited, but they don't care. They're still moving forward. So he predicted record cold temperatures a year ago on this show, and then about 6 months ago on this broadcast. He's back to tell us how he was able to predict that. And then coming up in the next segment, he's going to tell us what he sees for the spring, what he sees for the summer into the fall and next year, looking into not a crystal ball, but into the heavens and that big ball of gas, that huge nuclear reactor burning in the sky that actually drives our climate. Piers, thanks for coming on.
Thank you. It's great to be on your show, Alex.
Great to have you. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. Yep. How did you predict it all as usual?
Well, we understand in a predictable way the key things the sun is going to do and how the moon will modulate the particles coming from the sun in what is called the solar wind, the rush of particles which comes at a million miles an hour. And the sun-earth connection is primarily magnetic, and the moon's modulation of it is magnetic. So we can ascertain when similar sun-earth magnetic states happened in the past, as will take place sometime in the future. And we use the weather in the past to predict the future. So these very extreme events in Europe and in America were things that had happened in the general terms in the past, and we use those as the predictors. And that includes things like this polar vortex, which is a kind of, media term, if you like, but that type of very cold weather has happened before in the USA.
Well, when my dad was a little boy, it was a lot colder than it even is now, but now it's going back towards being cold again.
That's right.
Are we in danger of slipping back into a mini ice age, as many people think?
We are, yes. The big variations in the jet stream, which is this kind of guiding thing behind where the low pressure systems track, it now goes up to the north and down to the south in great big long deep waves, and this is a characteristic of mini ice ages. So it means on average the northern hemisphere is colder, with longer colder winters, late springs and wet summers, but sometimes it's also going to be very mild where the jet stream is going, taking warm air northwards. And for example, the British Isles now is in fact in such a situation, so we've got a mild winter, whereas you've got an astoundingly cold episodes happening in many parts of the USA, but especially the north, central, and northeast parts.
Amazing. And again, you don't like to toot your horn, but you do have the reports from last year. And
well, absolutely, yes. And interestingly, of course, the warmest have got nothing to say except lie, and I do mean lie. They claim, oh, yes, this is all CO2. Now, I was at a meeting last year in October in the Royal Society in London, where the IPCC, that's the United Nations Climate Committee, were reporting, you know, to the public and scientists mainly, what's going on. And they said there's all these variations in the jet stream happening, we don't know why, and it doesn't follow from anything to do with our CO2. More CO2 doesn't make these wild waves in the jet stream. So I stood up and said, well, we predicted these things are going to happen some time ago. We know why it's happening. It's to do with solar-lunar effects. And that is the only way you can understand these things, certainly not by CO2.
Tell you what, stay there. It's simply incredible. And people can go to your site and see the published reports from a year ago, 6 months ago. We had him on. You heard him. He said, one whopper of a freezing winter. Get ready. We're in danger of a new ice age.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider.
Ladies and gentlemen, the man who continues year after year to predict the weather accurately, dealing with the sun and the cycles it's going through, is with us. And by the way, I've interviewed many other astrophysicists, scientists, meteorologists who are on record talking to the man from who are on record saying the exact same thing. It's not like only Piers Corbin is saying this. He's just very good with the mathematics to break it down for decades. As a meteorologist, as an astrophysicist at weatheraction.com. But I want to give you the floor for the next 10 minutes, sir. I know your time's important to present to us the, you know, the fraud of the warmest, how they're wanting to demonize CO2 so they can tax it while ignoring real environmental issues. And then tell us what you think's coming in the future with their movement, how we counter it when we've been proven totally accurate and right. Al Gore's been proven to be a fraud saying polar bears can't swim. And that it's all just a power grab. And then tell us, most importantly, what's coming up now where most of our listeners are in the Northern Hemisphere, Europe, and the United States, Canada, what we can expect according to past trends with similar solar and lunar activity.
Yes, right. Okay, well, two things there. First of all, the CO2 story or lie, and then secondly, what's happening next? Well, first of all, on the CO2 story, I mean, the reason for it is, as you said, it's a tax-collecting scam. It's social control. It's a way of creating a bubble of false value through carbon trading. And there's a lot of people riding on it. So they are prepared to tell lies in order to keep the story going. And that means, for example, that people like me just never get a look in on BBC television, even though they'll have the other side on all the time talking nonsense. Now, they claim, basically, were claiming before that the world was warming due to CO2. Now, the world is not warming. In fact, on real data, it's cooling, and even on their fiddle data, it's not warming. It's staying flat or cooling a little bit. So they can't say that anymore. Instead, they talk about climate change, and now we've got all these quite considerable extremes going on. They say that extremes are caused by CO2. Now, this is a lie, and the people who put this forward know it's a lie. Because they also know, these scientists, that they cannot explain the variations in the jet stream, which are the root cause of these extremes. Whereas we can, the solar lunar theory can, and we can prove absolutely that it is due to the sun. Because we can predict solar events, coronal holes, big solar flares, and when these are going to happen, and then what will follow. And one thing which follows is at times you have these warmings of the stratosphere. Now, when these warmings of the stratosphere happen, they encourage changes lower down in the troposphere, that is where the weather happens, and bigger variations in the jet stream. And that is what is happening now. We predicted some warmings in the stratosphere. They have happened, or indeed are happening, as we speak. Whereas the CO2 people can explain none of this whatsoever. So they know when they say it's CO2, they are lying. And they're going to carry on lying as long as the governments allow them to and encourage them to and shovel them money in order to lie. So what can the public do about that? Well, the thing is you have to demand your politicians only listen to proven science and just say, look, the CO2 people have got no evidence. And if any politician says they have, just say to him, OK, where is it? And you'll be surprised that politicians will then shut up and they'll probably refuse to talk to you. Or you might get some on your side. And there are, well, in America, there's more politicians skeptical or, you know, will know the CO2 story is a lie and are prepared to say it than in Britain. But we do have an increasing number in Britain, and I think there will be a change at some point, but it has to be worked on.
I was about to say, just last week it came out in the news that the BBC has secret meetings with their thousands of news presenters of how to defraud the public and keep the lie going.
That's right, absolutely, completely. See, the BBC is meant to be publicly controlled. It's meant to be open, accountable. Now, this was a lie. They had this meeting in January 2006 where they said they were calling together 28 scientific experts to establish beyond any reasonable doubt what was really going on. Actually, there were two scientists present, and the rest were all Greenpeace fraudsters, various people on the gravy train, assorted liars, people of whom I have absolutely zero respect. And there were two scientists who were on the gravy train themselves. Now, of course, that meeting wasn't discussing science. It was discussing how to lie, which is why the BBC spent spent huge amounts of effort, legal defences to prevent who was at this meeting being made. No. Now, the judges, to give them their credit, have now said, no, BBC can't hide these things, and the list of who was there is public. Now, I've met three of those people, and, you know, it's very interesting what happened subsequent to that meeting, because one of the very interesting things was about the insurance industry in Britain. We had been predicting floods that happened in 2007, for example, and the insurance industry has spent £6 million on predicting, on a flood map, flood risk map for Britain, to show when the floods are most likely to happen, where they'll happen, and if they happen, i.e. who's going to be affected. So I phoned them up and said, well, that's a great map you got. Do you want to know if it's actually going to flood? And they said, no, we don't want to know. I said, what? You don't want to know? No, we don't want to know. Now, in the conversation that followed, it was basically the reason they said, well, you're on the wrong bus, Mr. Corbyn. And then you think about it, the reason why they don't want to know is kind of obvious. They are defrauding the public by claiming there's going to be loads of floods. Now, there will be floods, of course, at some times. But they want people to buy insurance that they won't use. And, of course, me popping up one year saying, oh, there will be floods this year or there won't be, would mean that someone who had bought the insurance when the insurance companies knew there was going to be no floods could take them to court, you see, and argue the toss. So they don't want to hear.
I remember you were on a couple of years ago talking about the drought in the Midwest and Texas.
Yes, absolutely.
And then you predicted, due to solar activity, and that the flooding would come soon. And then now we've seen some of the worst flooding on record. Again, how do you do that so accurately? And then, A, in the time we've got left, what's coming? What's coming?
January, for example, that was those snowmageddons, if you like. You had three of those or so in December, and these super cold whacks in January. We predicted those from the careful timing of the solar lunar effects and when they happened in the past, sometimes a number of times in the past, and then say, okay, so this message is on, and we can say when. Give or take a day or so. I mean, I suppose the super cold came a day or two earlier than we said, but, you know, it carried on, and it was pretty, you know, it was basically there when we said, in where we said as well. So we're pleased with that. And I've just been thinking about your people who listen to your show, and what we ought to do, I think, is we'll give free extra forecasts for the next 3 days for anyone getting USA forecasts, and we'll put on the website, this is for Alex Jones Show listeners, but of course anyone who gets on there will take advantage of it, but that doesn't matter. So for the next 3 days, we'll give people extra forecasts, so instead of buying one, you get two, you see. So when you pay for 1 month, you get 2 months.
Well, it's certainly worth it, and we should probably try to even get you
as weatheraction.com, yeah.
Absolutely. But in general, coming up, because you make these predictions each year on the show.
Yes. What's coming up? Well, we have not yet done, actually, a detailed forecast for the USA or Britain for the coming 6 months. But we are doing it and extending the time ahead. And what is obvious is that these wild swings of the jet stream are going to continue. So it will mean another summer of dramatic contrasts in the USA. So, you know, very hot, dry bits in places and breaking down in other parts to, you know, severe rain and cold bits. And similar type of contrast in Britain, although Britain is smaller, so it, you know... the variations across it might not be so large as they are across the US of A. But a characteristic of last summer, for example, or even this winter, was we had quite warm in the southwest USA, very warm at times, as well as being very cold in the northeast. Now, this type of conflict will continue. I'm not saying it will be that contrast exactly, but that type of thing will continue.
And that's because the jet stream is moving wildly because the sun is doing what?
Wildly down.
And the sun is the main driver. Explain that to people.
Yeah. The sun, sending its particles out, charged particles, are captured by the various planets, one of them being the Earth, and they're magnetically connected to the sun. So when the magnetic connections are favorable, you get more of these particles. And the moon interrupting or not, the solar wind also, again, changes the number and effect of the particles. And these particles, they change the rate at which weather fronts operate. So when we have our R5 period, they call it, that means red weather action period level 5, it means that weather fronts are much more intense. And you can see that. In this very cold bit, as it was warming up, we warned there will be tornadoes. Now, somebody emailed in and said, what tornadoes? And of course, they'd started at the start of this period. I said, well, just wait and see. And sure enough, there were tornadoes at the end of that in various places as the warm air met the cold air, as we predicted.
Well, I mean, the big issue here is farmers going back thousands of years looked at how the sun was acting and how the moon was acting and, had lore about weather according to the sun and moon because they didn't know that the sun had basically these winds to boil it down. And then when the moon gets in front of the earth, I mean, it's more complex than that, but that obviously that's one of the main drivers of climate. But you talk to a mainline meteorologist, they'll tell you the sun has nothing to do with it. I mean, that's asinine.
It's mentally defective, frankly. You know, I mean, we ought to call the science of these so-called scientists what it is. It is mentally defective. It's cretin. It's cretinism. I mean, you know, the Vikings knew that when there was aurora, as sure as night follows day, storms will follow. And that's always the case. You have big aurora, you will have big storms, especially in the northern hemisphere.
And for those that don't know, that's when there's more radiation coming in from the sun, causing an aurora borealis. I mean, everybody knows now that when you get a big solar flare that hits the earth, it will produce nuclei, then you'll have a bunch of rain come out of a clear sky, it'll form clouds, and you'll get rain. I mean, it's funny, the astrophysicists all know this, NASA knows this, but even their own scientists won't come out and say it. It's just ridiculous.
Right. NASA knows it, but they won't say it. After all, who's paying them? I mean, they're on a government payroll, which is there to rob the public through, you know, carbon taxes, subsidies to various green, dodgy operations and so forth. So we have a lack of accountability in the state apparatus when that should be where we have accountability. And it's only when voters rise up and demand accountability from their politicians that we're going to get somewhere. I mean, you should vote out, chuck out the people that don't believe in accountability.
Very well said, sir. Well, listen, I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Do we have any idea in this sun cycle? I mean, I know when you know the sun's doing something or going in a certain cycle, you can predict with 90% or more accuracy what's going to happen. But generally, you know, the sun, we don't know, always acts the same.
Sorry, what's happening? Yeah, around now, with this month and last month, well, the early part of this month, we've had a lot of extrasolar activity, which we predicted, and it came on time. I'm very pleased with that. The next few months, though, month or two, is going to be much quieter. There'll be much less solar activity, less aurora, which often favours cold weather and less active weather fronts. So there will be some more cold blasts in general, we can say without doing the detailed forecast, but you know, can't say for sure where. And one thing we're pretty aware of already, though, is that the Olympics in the Winter Olympics in Russia, there will be a lot of very cold air there and cold snowy blasts, so they're not going to be troubled by mild air, which is probably good news.
What about the Olympics coming up that they're wanting to have out in the middle of the desert in the Middle East?
Well, I think that's insane by any measure. You know, it's just complete balmy insanity. I mean, there's a reason why people don't live there. I mean, it's because it's too damn hot. So, I mean, to run Olympics there is just completely stupid. It's some money-grabbing operation.
Well, we are seeing more and more insane behavior. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Pierce.
Thank you.
All right, there he goes, the head of Weather Action, the man who predicted so much of what happened this winter. You can go back to the show last time he was on. I mean, it's amazing. It really is amazing. And like you said, the Vikings basically knew this stuff. When there's a big aurora borealis, that means they didn't know what was causing that, the Northern Lights. They thought it was Thor riding around in his chariot. They just knew that meant a bunch of weather was going to come the next few days because all that nuclei comes in, creates static electricity to boil it down to layman's terms that then allows water droplets to condense to make bigger droplets, clouds, rain, thunderstorms, snow. I mean, it's just the sun, folks. If it wasn't for the sun, the Earth would be absolute zero. Absolute zero. No life on it. But the UN says the sun has no effect on climate. I mean, that's like saying the sun has no effect on plants growing. I mean, and like you said, it is total mental illness, ladies and gentlemen. Total mental illness where they could come out and say the world's flat and people might believe it. I want to go to Michael, who says he works at a large financial company, when we come back. Then John, a veteran. Tom in Missouri, former military, wants to give his take on the state of things. And Richard in Texas, toll road worker. I want to talk to all of you. I appreciate you holding. I get a lot of callers on, and then we go to break and have a guest on, and then I get the guest off early so we can get to you. We'll do one little six-minute segment, one more five-minute segment. I'll try to shut up, get to all of you when we come back so that we can hear what you have to say. But then I get a great caller on earlier who was blowing the whistle with his wife working in healthcare, how they put all your data in the NSA. I actually had an article here from last year, July 21st. Move over NSA, here comes Obamacare Big Brother database. Yeah, but that is the NSA. And the news here is it ties directly in to the NSA with the PRISM software. And that's come out. The companies use this to then interface with it. That's what they're doing. It's not, oh, PRISM spying on you. That's like saying, you know, a car's running over you. No, someone else is driving it. The PRISM software is just the system to nexus it all in together. Don't forget, we're listener supported. We got great Southern Mexican High Mountain coffee that InfoWars has put out, the best I think out there. So I have gotten a bunch of them and putting it out. Wake Up America Coffee, InfoWarsStore.com, the Patriot t-shirts, the great high quality water filters discounted with promo code WATER, the Nation Iodine, unlike anything, you know, nothing like it out there, InfoWarsLife.com. I want to thank you all for your support out there. We couldn't do it without you. We'll be back.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through January 31st. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a
Free Press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We are broadcasting worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Let's go to your phone calls right now. Let's talk to Michael. Michael, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Alex, thanks for having me. Michael Miller, I'm calling out of the West Coast in San Diego, and don't even know where to start. I want to start. I work at a big kind of financial institution out here in San Diego. I won't name their name, but it starts with three letters, and there are just things that we are doing within our industry that I cannot take anymore. Personally, I'm 26. I took a service job. I was questioned for 2 months on any outside holdings that I have, which I don't. I don't invest. I was also asked to not disclose our certain fees that we are sliding into customers' accounts. I've also, we're on recorded lines, being in a service center, been asked not to go into anything political. And aside from that, we're about 12 miles away from Miramar airspace, and I have seen just tenfold increase in kind of military presence, looks like military operations drills, and wanted to get your take on that. And then secondly, I had an uncle who did some work with JAXA. He works with NASA for the precipitation satellite that they launched, and he's just got some photos, stories from Japan on the radiation over there. Japanese government coming out saying that iodine is in fact not helpful and toxic. He's got pictures of the coastal regions over there. And just wanted to get your take on all that. What do we do? And is the iodine back in supply?
Well, I mean, I haven't seen the Japanese government say that, but it's on record that iodine's good for you with different isotopes to protect the thyroid so it doesn't absorb the bad isotopes. But the Japanese government has been lying, saying there's no radiation. They've been caught lying. That's all on record. They've got all sorts of propaganda here saying don't worry about radiation on the West Coast. It's just all part of this attitude of not caring. But I do know financial institutions are jacking up fees and stuff across the board and then trying to deny it later, like J.P. Morgan Chase and others. I remember Bank of America tried the $5 fee every time you use your debit card. I mean, they're talking about in the news making you pay to deposit money now because money is so worthless. The globalists can give themselves all the fiat money they want. So that's why they don't even need us in their economy anymore because it's so fraudulently based. Thanks for the call. Let's go to John in Wisconsin. You're on the air. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, I've got about two or three comments for you, Alice. First of all, this NSA thing, you know, if they really wanted to change the way the NSA works, they should get Congress to enact a law that dissolves the FICA courts. You don't need a secret court to do business and to just delete everything that they don't need. You know, because otherwise it's just all rhetoric.
No, I know. They have secret courts about how they're spying on us, and they've been caught lying over and over again, and they have lapdog people in these courts, but that's a red herring, too, because most of the spying goes on outside that court anyways. It's just like a distraction. Like, well, we have a court over here.
Yeah, but, you know, they kind of like to use that to make us think that the government's working.
I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. Anything else?
Yeah, as far as the environment's concerned, you know, a lot of people don't realize that there's more active volcanoes right now since, you know, biblical times. And each one of those volcanoes is spewing out so much sulfur dioxide, carbon dioxide.
Oh, exactly. No, exactly. Great point. We're going to be right back. They just want a power grab, folks. We'll be back on the radio this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., by the way, live. This Sunday, 4 o'clock.
Today.
Our retransmission is not coming yet. We're going to come back with more calls.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
They've got an ordinance that you can't be on a public sidewalk and wave a sign. It violates the First Amendment. Texas man busted, warning drivers of speed trap, fights charges. The police arrested him for violating the ordinance on not having commercial signage on public property. It's not commercial signage. It's the First Amendment. And they know that. That's, again, absolute violation of the First Amendment. Let's go ahead and jam in as many calls from Tom, Richard, and David as we can. Okay, Tom, you're on the air, former military. You want to comment on the whole police state situation. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I'm a Christian business-owning veteran. I'm a little jacked up on tangy tangerine right now, so bear with me. This is a full-flanked assault on here. Our faith is being assaulted. I'm a business owner. They just gave us a new treat this year as a new multiplier for our taxes. Like, our margins were small enough, and now they're going to steal more money from us coming in 2014 for Obamacare. My kids just daily, we're a flagship school district for Common Core. You wouldn't believe the stuff that they're sending home. And now here in St. Louis, yesterday the school was on lockdown. Today, right now, there's a school on lockdown. And I'm concerned that they may be trying to do something here in the St. Louis area. We know their MO.
Well, they're training kids that they're prisoners, and they do it to create psychological trauma and a mass Stockholm syndrome, where they only think the state can keep them safe. Daddy can't do that. Expanding on all the points you made, you ought to write articles about the Common Core stuff that comes home, or aim a camera at it, show what's happening. You can keep your anonymity, put it on YouTube. Everybody's got to fight back and speak out against what they're doing, like you're doing calling talk radio.
We're real active in Jefferson County. Our Ron Paul group, our constitutional conservative group, our Oath Keepers, we're strong. But I'll tell you what, for whatever reason, the suburbs in St. Louis right now, they are being beat up by the globalists. They've got this thing called the East-West Gateway, and it is funded by big money. This, we're talking Ford's Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They are there. It's a full frontal assault.
Oh, I know. They're attacking the Midwest big time, because the Midwest, for all its problems economically, is the absolute heart of this country, right down into Texas, right up into Illinois, Michigan. All those states are just good people. And you are the enemy. Obama calls you the bitter clingers in the middle of the country. We're the enemy. And nothing against Californians or East Coast folks. It's just that they think they've beaten you, and now they want to beat us. But we know they're attacking us, so knowing's half the battle. God bless you. Richard in Texas, toll road worker, corruption and taxing. You got about a minute. Go ahead, sir. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I was just going to say the best way you could probably represent InfoWars is to have all your listeners worldwide on Monday, Martin Luther King's Day, since we won't respect who really assassinated him, because Dick Gregory put together the information along with William Steppers. maybe you could take that day and turn it into something great and have everybody take white shoe polish and write on their car windows or wherever they want to, T-shirt, say, just put I am an info warrior. That would make a giant impact worldwide, I think.
You know, you're right. If we promoted it for, say, 3 months and then got everybody to call it InfoWars Week and to put on your car in black shoe polish, InfoWars.com, that would make the news cover it. It would get millions more people to come to the site. And then people would also ask you, what is that? And you could try to reach out and wake up one more person. It's a great idea.
Exactly. Now, the toll roads, I go there twice a day. The main hub where everybody empties their pockets out. People with fixed incomes. You see people from all race, creed, and color just parading in and out of there. Right there on Burnett where the big tries, electronic store. It would be nice to get a camera crew over there. I was filming myself, but they won't allow me. And it's just ridiculous because the traffic is just as heavy as it was 5 years ago. And there's no...
Hey, well, send us an email about your news idea. I'm out of time. Sorry to David. I'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., Lord willing. Nightly News Tonight, 7.